What is going on, guys? It is your boy, Jones the Great, a.k.a. Auntie's Favorite, a.k.a. Julius Jones, a.k.a. Husband of One, a.k.a. Mac Daddy, a.k.a. Dog Dad. My dog's staring at me, and my wife is in the room pretending she can't hear me talking. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Generation Genius, episode 38? I don't know, but you guys have been listening to it. Whoever's been listening to it, thank you so much. And yeah, we are back again today. I wanted to talk about something that is really important, something that I have struggled with and something that I am constantly working on and something that everybody can relate to, not only as just a Christian, but as a human and as an artist, is detaching from results, detaching from your results. I feel like, oh my gosh, bro, I have created a bunch of things. I've worked a bunch of really whack jobs. I've read a lot of books. I've done a lot in life, and something that I've also danced a lot, but something that I'm realizing and something that has benefited not only like my streaming numbers, but benefited my YouTube and benefited like you guys here in the podcast, is like getting obsessed with consistency and detaching yourself from the results and realizing that it's stereotypical, but realizing that the journey is so beautiful and that within the journey, you kind of learn yourself a lot, and you also get to learn your self-growth. And when I say detach from results, like, stop keeping score, the scoreboard. Like, I would hate that if somebody kept a score of every single wrong that I did, just as much as every single right that I did. That'd be awful. Like, if, oh my gosh, like, people, we always kind of care about results from a standpoint of like, man, I feel like this is going to result in this, this is going to result in this, this is going to result in this. But if I do this wrong, this will also result in this. And I feel like the main thing that we do wrong as creatives and as Christians and as humans is that we do a little bit of wrongdoing and worrying about how fast something's going to happen, when this blessing's going to happen, when this job is going to happen, when this is going to happen, how long it'll take that I'm famous. I'm setting myself for this. And setting yourself up for goals is cool. But at the same time, it is healthy and okay to completely detach from the results and just enjoy the journey. I was listening to a podcast. This is a podcast, and they really were saying how, I believe it's like an old Japanese saying of just like, I'm not worried about today. And I'm not worried about yesterday. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm only worried about today. And that's something I've kind of been sitting on. Just like, if it's Tuesday, let me worry about Tuesday, and I'm not going to worry about Wednesday. And if it's Wednesday, then, you know, and of course, again, set goals by the years if you really want to, but don't be obsessed with the results of those 5 years. If you work really hard for 5 years and after 5 years it doesn't happen, because that's not where it's at. You know what I mean? I think that God built us to just like enjoy the day. And, you know, also Sabbath, my Sabbath is trash. It was really good for a little bit. My Sabbath is trash. But I say that to say that, like, detaching from the results, the first thing I've learned about detaching from results is if you detach from your results, you'll see that you can rest. You can rest more. You know what I mean? Everybody that, like, is a creative or is in a business, like, team no sleep, team no sleep, team no sleep. Yada, 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 team no sleep. I don't got to sleep today. But, bro, how are you going to heal? How is your skin going to remain clear? How is anything going to happen good if you don't get rest? Like, if you say, okay, I'm only getting 3 hours of sleep tonight, but then I'm going to wake up after 3 hours and go back to it. Nah. No. And I'm going to say that from experience. Like, I would sleep for 3 or 4 hours, and then I'd be like, okay, I'm back on the grind, back on the grind, back on the grind. By, like, the second day, like, I'd get home from school, I'd get home from work, and I'd be like, okay, cool. From 9 p.m. to like 4 p.m. I'm working, then like 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. up. That works for like the first 2 days, but then after that, it's like, all right, I'm exhausted, and everything I'm every beat I'm making sounds trash, and every single dance I'm making looks crazy, and every single, this podcast is sounding droopy. I can't even release it because I sound crazy because I'm exhausted. Sleep is okay. It is important to sleep. Sleep is okay. All my business people, all my startup business owners, all my people starting ministries, all my people starting music, all my people working on record labels, anybody that is trying to succeed, it is okay to go to sleep. It's okay to, look at me, I slept for 8 hours last night and I'm happy. I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I don't know how long my dog slept. She's always sleeping. But I say that to say, like, a big reason that growth happens is just going to sleep. I feel like a lot of people aren't detached from the results because they go, you know what? I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to get closer and closer, closer the harder I work. Work your butt off, but bro, those 7 to 9 hours, or 6 to 8, let's just say 6 to 8, those six to eight hours, bro, are so important. And I would encourage everybody to, no matter how hard you're working or how hard your grind is, I would encourage you to get bed and go to sleep and get rest, because resting is going to wake you up. It's going to wake you up. You're going to feel revitalized, and all your amazing ideas are going to come as soon as you wake up. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think that's key number one. If you're detaching from your results, is actually going to bed and not worrying about tomorrow. Just sleep. My second thing I have to say about how you go about probably detaching from results is knowing that you are going to be successful. And instead of focusing on the how it's going to happen, focus on your how it's going to happen, but don't focus on the when. Something I'm learning is, like, I think being a Christian and being saved, I think I've learned that, like, I never know when Jesus is going to do the how. I know that Jesus is going to do the how. I'm sorry. I know that God is going to do the how for me, because he's God. He's going to do the how for me. He's like, wait, I put that on your heart. I put that vision on your heart. I put that dream on your heart. I put this on your heart. Now I need you to trust the how and work really hard in the how. But let me focus on the when. You don't know when it's going to happen. The exciting part is, like, you don't know when the when is going to happen. But the exciting part about that is that, like, it doesn't even matter, because, like, God is God. Hold up. Check. All right, we're back. My bad. My microphone got cut off. That was weird. Okay. Anyway, back to it. So, yeah, like, Jesus is always in you. Jesus is going to tell you, like, hey, I gave you this dream. I gave you this vision. You're creative. You're a ministry, blah, blah, blah. You're a pastor, blah, 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 and so on. Cool. Work really hard in your how. Work really hard at your how. And I think that's another misconception, is, like, when it comes to focus on the how and not the when, I think people think that, like, they still don't have to grind or work really, really hard for the things that they want to get to. And I'm not talking about, like, I'm not talking about things we want or think. I think a lot of something I'm learning in doing the how and not the when is that how fast in the how is totally up to you, because, of course, your steps are being guided, but work ethic is something that is all throughout the Bible. Work ethic is something that's just like, work ethic in your doing your how and your when, work ethic is something that is just like, you still have to work at it. I think the misconception is, check, just making sure my mic is still working. Hello? Yo? Okay, cool. Anyway, I feel like something that I've been learning recently, especially after coming out of Exodus, is that, like, Moses worked really, really hard, worked really, really hard with his people. Joseph worked really, really hard with his dreams. Like, there still was a level of integrity of, like, even though I'm not working I'm going to put this in modern times. Even though I am not working a regular 9-to-5, or even if I come home from my 9-to-5, I don't have the room to slack off if this is the vision that God has given me. Rather that vision be anything. Rather that vision be you starting a church, you dancing, you making music, you doing anything. If it's God-given, that doesn't mean that you don't work at it every single day. You know what I mean? Like, your dream is the same. Your convictions are different, of course. But when you're in the how and not the when, being in the how is going to happen is totally up to you. The when is up to God. Hold on. That's a bar. The when is up to God, but the how is up to you. Like, you still got to put the work in, those hours in. You know what I mean? I think the best way to think about it is like basketball. Like, Steph Curry's Christian, right? Steph Curry's saved by all standards. But, like, Steph Curry's still in the gym shooting a bunch of threes until he makes a shot. Steph Curry still got to the NBA because he had to do the how. You know what I mean? God's like, wait, hold on. Why am I about to work this hard for you when I already gave you the vision and I'm already working so hard on your behalf with the enemy anyway? Why in the world would I do every single step for you? I cannot trust you with the when until I see you doing the how. And I think that is something that I'm also learning recently, of just like, when you're working on something and you're working on anything, they're all God-given gifts. The ethic still has to be there. And so, yeah, that's number two, is stop focusing on the how I'm sorry, stop focusing on the when and start focusing on the how. And that's a great way to detach from your results. It's just like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Forget, stop questioning how you start. Write it down. Get it popping, you know? And yeah. Number three and last for how to detach from results is to have fun. Just have fun. Like, so many people, I think, and I don't think I'm guilty of this. I think so many people take themselves so seriously with anything they're working on. Yeah, I'm working on for God's vision, and I'm working on God's vision. I'm working with God. I'm working on this, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I'm saying I can't, you know, and that goes back to, I can't sleep, and I got to keep grinding and blah, blah, blah. Nah, I'm going to go give me a sip of wine if I need to give me a sip of wine, or I'm going to hang out with my people, or I'm gonna do a date night with my wife, or I'm gonna play fetch with my dog. She's trash at fetch. But I said that to say, like, grind on what you want to accomplish, but at the same time, we're not machines, bro. We're out here to get turned up and have fun, for Jesus, amen. But no, we are here to get turned up and have fun, you know what I'm saying? If you don't want to dance anymore, relax. If you don't want to make music anymore, relax. If you just want to, like, wake up and watch Stranger Things, if y'all are Stranger Things fans, y'all already know what's going on with the last season. But anyway, like, have fun. Just, like, don't take yourself way too seriously. Like, I think my problem is, like, I don't take myself seriously. I think for a season I did, for sure. But I think that, like, majority of the time I do not. My default is like, whatever. You know what I mean? I think that is really important. Like, have fun. Go skating. Go ice, play ice hockey. Go do it. Or pick up a new craft. Pick up something that's fun. Pick up a sewing machine. Go learn how to make a hat. Go learn how to make a doily. I don't know. Just, like, become a dog trainer. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just be so attached to your results that you forget that there's life outside of what you're doing. And of course your life is what you're doing, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, don't make it's work. Your dreams are work and your vision is work, but don't make it become something that's not fun. Like, don't treat it like it's not fun. Treat it like it's work, but treat it like it's fun work. Treat it like it's, I think I'm learning recently that I treat what I love to do like a ministry, because it is a ministry, obviously, and there's a lot of things to say that, but I treat it like, okay, being creative is my ministry, but I'm also allowed to have fun, and I'm also allowed to do this. I take myself seriously in the sense of, like, you can't touch me with my work ethic, but at the same time, I gotta go hard. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you guys like that, me talking about detaching from your results. It's been your boy Jones, the Great, aka Auntie's Favorite. Make sure you click like, subscribe, and I'll see you guys later.